Welcome in, everybody. Ready to dive into something kind of interesting today?
Absolutely. Always up for a good deep dive.
Today, we're talking about something you probably see every day, but never really think twice about. License plates.
License plates? Really?
Yep. Specifically, we're heading over to Mali, where they're in the middle of a total overhaul of their vehicle registration system.
Huh. Okay. I admit I wouldn't have thought of that as a deep dive topic, but I'm intrigued. What's so fascinating about Mali and their license plates?
Well, on the surface, it might sound kind of, well, boring. But believe me, we've got reports, official statements, even public reactions to this thing. And let me tell you, it gets really interesting. Like, way more interesting than you'd think.
All right, you've piqued my curiosity. What's the big deal? What's driving this whole modernization thing in Mali?
Well, from what we've gathered, it seems like Mali's going through some growing pains. And their current system is, well, stuck in the slow lane.
It does sound like something that could easily get outdated, especially in a country that's evolving rapidly.
Exactly. We're talking about rising vehicle theft, a population that's booming, and a desperate need for, you know, just making things work better and more transparently.
Yeah, those are definitely some serious challenges.
And these new plates, they're being presented as a big part of the solution.
So it's like they're upgrading the whole system, not just slapping on a new coat of paint.
Exactly. Think of it like a smartphone. They're not just getting a new case, they're upgrading the entire operating system. New features, better security, the whole shebang.
And speaking of new features, let's talk about the technology behind these new plates. What's the deal with the holograms and QR codes?
That's what I'm talking about. This is where it gets really interesting. We're not just talking about a new design on a metal plate. This is some high-tech security stuff.
High-tech? How so? Give us the rundown.
Well, from what we've gathered, imagine this: a police officer pulls over a car with a suspicious plate, right? Instead of just looking at it, trying to spot a fake, they can now just scan a QR code. Boom. Instant access to all the registration details.
Oh, wow. Like a built-in verification system right on the plate.
Exactly. And the holograms, they add this whole other level of complexity, making it super hard to counterfeit. It's like, think about the security features on money. We're talking that level of sophistication.
I see. So it's not just about making the plates look different. It's about making them virtually impossible to forge.
And that's key when you consider the context of vehicle theft in Mali, which is a huge GE problem.
Makes sense. If they're serious about tackling this issue, they need a system that's way more difficult to beat.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They want to make it way harder to steal cars and even harder for those stolen cars to stay gone.
So deterring theft from the outset, but also making sure that if a car is stolen, it's not gone for good. Smart. So it's not just about aesthetics. It's about beefing up security and addressing a real issue in Mali.
This is some seriously cool stuff, like something right out of Mission Impossible. But let's switch gears for a sec. How does this whole license plate upgrade affect everyday people in Mali? It can't all be high-tech spy stuff, right?
You're right. It's not all about car chases and secret agents. A big part of this initiative is actually about making life easier for the average Malian. Think about those times you've had to deal with government paperwork, like renewing your driver's license or registering a car.
Ugh, don't remind me. I once spent an entire afternoon trying to renew my license. What a nightmare.
It can be such a pain. Now imagine a system where most of that is streamlined. From what we've read, these new plates connected to a digital system could mean online renewals, faster processing, and way less time wasted standing in line.
Now that's the kind of modernization I can get behind. Less time in line at the DMV means more time exploring everything Mali has to offer. Speaking of exploring, have you ever had Malian food?
I have. It's absolutely delicious. The flavors, the ingredients, it's a culinary adventure for sure.
It really is. And you know what goes perfectly with amazing food in a new city? A safe and easy way to pay for it all. That's where La Canta Naturcane comes in. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Their La Carte Canteen is so convenient. I use it all the time. I can top it up easily, use it for their amazing food, and for other stuff, too. It's great.
Plus, they give you that 5% bonus every time you reload it. It's like they're rewarding you for enjoying their food and services. But back to our main course, these new license plates. We've talked about the good stuff, but such a huge change has to come with some challenges, right?
Absolutely. Rolling out a system like this across a whole country, especially one as diverse as Mali, is a massive task. There are going to be logistical issues like making sure everyone has access to the technology needed for things like QR code scanning and data management.
It's like switching from paper maps to GPS. It takes time for everyone to get on board and learn the ropes.
Exactly. Not everyone has equal access to technology or the same level of comfort using new systems. It's really important that the government runs good public awareness campaigns explaining why they're making this change and how it all works so no one feels left behind.
It's like they're building this brand new digital highway, but they got to make sure everyone knows the rules of the road before they open it up, right?
Yeah, exactly. But thinking more long term, who benefits the most from all of this modernization?
Well, we talked about the everyday person, right?
Mm.
Better security, less hassle, all that. But if you zoom out a bit, it seems like law enforcement comes out way ahead with this. Imagine how much easier vehicle theft investigations will be.
Totally. It'd be like those crime dramas where the detectives suddenly have access to a tracking device or something. No more dead ends. They can just follow the data.
Exactly. And it's more than just catching the bad guys after the fact. Having a system like this could stop them before they even start. You know, criminals are less likely to steal a car if they know it's going to be easy to track.
Makes sense, yeah. It's like a really obvious security system kind of scares them off before they even try anything. But it's not just the police and regular people who this affects, is it? What about the whole car industry in Mali?
Right, like mechanics, people who supply parts, even the registration offices themselves.
Exactly. It's a huge shift for them. They're going to have to learn new things, adapt their businesses, might even lead to new opportunities down the road. It's like any big technological change. There's growing pains, but also a chance for cool new stuff.
It is pretty wild when you think about it, how something as ordinary as a license plate can lead to such massive changes.
Yeah, and it shows how interconnected everything is. It's not just about the plates. It's about bringing Mali into this more digital world, making things work better, keeping people safe, and just making life easier overall.
It's been a really interesting deep dive. Who knew license plates could be so fascinating? We started with something everyone's seen a million times and ended up talking about technology, innovation, even how a whole society changes.
For sure. It just goes to show that even the most everyday things can be surprisingly complex when you take the time to really look at them.
Definitely gives you something to think about. All right. Well, we're about out of time for today's deep dive. We hope you enjoyed exploring this whole world of license plates with us. Remember to keep asking questions and digging deeper into the world around you. And hey, if all this talk of Mali has you craving some delicious Malian food, you know where to go. Head over to La Cantine Africaine and grab a bite. You can even pay with their super convenient La Carte Canteen. We'll catch y'all next time.